Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, hey, hey. Good afternoon and welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's created with you in mind, a show that's filled with inspiration and motivation and how-tos to get you from where you are to where you want to be. On our show, we have people that come through and they're doing wonderful things in the marketplace, and they tell us how they got here. And this show could not be done in its entirety without the person that's sitting across from me, and I am grateful to have him on the show today. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you? Happy hump day, everybody.
I know, right? Happy hump day. I'm good. Thank you. And it's always an honor to have you here. You know that, right?
I know. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. If you don't know who I'm talking about, this is none other than the KJ Powell. We've got a guest that's coming on today, and KJ's going to give you a little bit more about that guest. But this gentleman came through last year, and he said some profound things sitting in that chair. And I remember him saying, I want more, and he's doing more. In the marketplace.
Yes, he's living according to purpose.
Absolutely, you better believe it. Which is a segue into today's topic. When I'm talking about principles and keys, it's nothing new. It's basically a discipline that you apply to your life. The keys are merely an understanding on one, what the discipline is, and two, how to use that discipline in your life so that you will see the results that will be yield. Today's topic is moving towards your purpose. And as I'm sitting and I'm thinking about purpose, you know, the question is, what is purpose? You hear people talk about it. You hear people preach about it. You hear the word just, you know, kind of haphazardly being used. It's almost like that word friend, and that's another topic. But nonetheless, purpose is the original intent. So when I say to you, let's move towards your purpose, it basically means let's get you in line with why you were created, why you were born. You do know that you were born to do more than just get a job, pay bills, work 17, 18 hours, and call it a day. You were created to answer a question. You hold within you the answer, and it's my challenge to get it out of you so that you will, or at least inspire you to think about, why was I created? So, four things that I want you to kind of remember when you are looking to discover or rediscover why you were created, why you were born. The first thing, or the first key, is ask questions. Now, KJ and I kind of had this discussion, and I said to him, the questions that I'm talking about are, hey, I call him Daddy. Dad, why did you create me? What's your original intent for my life? So I used a soliloquy, now follow me if you will, of you are going into, let's say, the Tiffany's department store. You're going into Tiffany's, and if you've ever gone in there, it's just the environment is just absolutely gorgeous when you walk in. And you, of course, you've got your guard there, and he's, you know, very Gentile, but still looking to make certain that you're not taking anything. And you've got people that are dressed to the nines, and they're smiling. And this particular salesperson that you talk with, she's smiling with her eyes. So your guards are down a little bit and you're ready to engage. And she asks the question, is there anything that I can help you with? Now, remember, this is asking questions. You're asking your daddy, your creator, what's your original intent? So you tell her, hey, I'm looking for a gift for a very special person in my life. And I just kind of want to shower her with a gift, or him with a gift. And she says, oh, let me show you some of the bracelets that we have in. And she shows you a linked bracelet, and it's beautiful, and you're holding it, and she lays it out, you know, ever so nicely, as they do in Tiffany's, right? And then she begins to tell you a little bit about the bracelet. You know, the manufacturer went over to Italy, and he looked for this and that, and then he got an artisan, someone who was skillfully crafted in the arrangement of the bracelet. And you're listening to all of this and you're saying, okay, now I get it. The original intent of this bracelet is to solidify that, one, you came to a name that you can trust. Two, it was created with you in mind. However, it's supposed to be long lasting. There's a warranty behind it. Anything that they manufacture has a warranty. It has a guarantee to be successful. And that success for them, the original intent, is when you or when she wears the bracelet, she will always think of you, and she will know that the stamp of approval on this is it's made with quality material. Which leads me to, you're created with the same, for lack of a better expression, DNA as our creator. So you are a creator by nature. You win in everything that you do. You set your mind to it, you do it. Your hands are those of a ready man who's ready to conquer, ready to build. So you're asking those questions to your creator so that you're not wasting time, so that you'll know what was on your mind when you created me. Why did you place me here? And what am I to do? What answers to questions that I have for my generation? These are keys, again, to moving towards your purpose. Number two, I hope I helped you. I love him. Number two, surround yourself with people that are operating in their purpose. Now, you remember my telling you that coming on air was not for me to say, hey, look at me, I'm on air. It's really for me to say, listen, there are some experiences that I've had that I believe that can help you make some of the decisions that may not be beneficial for you. So I oftentimes will share with you, hey, I was a single mom and I did this and that, not to boast or brag, but to just say to you, no matter where you are, you can do this. You can make it. KJ is an example of someone that I want to surround myself with. Why? Because he's doing it in the marketplace. He's not being an entertainer. He is an entertainer. He is entertainment, whether he's speaking or whether he's in plays or television shows or movies or games. This man does a game, guy. So why would I want to be around someone who's not doing purpose or who's not in purpose? So you get that key, right? One, you're going to ask questions. Two, you're going to surround yourself with people who are in purpose. Three, now this one, I want you to think with clarity, because this particular key acts that you not only have faith in God and have faith in yourself, but it forces you to have the faith of God. When God spoke, he didn't have to say it but one time, let there be. Your words should be just like that when you're operating in purpose, when you know why you were created and you come to a decision that needs to be made. There's no gray area. It's either yes or no. So have the mind of God. Have the faith of God. Have faith in God. And then definitely have faith in yourself. And the fourth and final key, and I could go on and on with these keys for this particular principle, get purposefully busy. Don't just be busy to be busy. Everything you do from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed is part of your purpose, is moving you toward where you know or you believe that for this reason, I was created. And those are principles and keys to use for this beautiful hump day. Now, I'm watching your face.
I'm just processing everything that you're saying. I'm digesting it.
Digesting, all
yes.
Right. He is so funny. I kid you not. He has this poker face. You never know what this man is thinking, right? So you're looking kind of, you're trying to decipher. And I love the way that he does it, because when it is time for him to speak, he speaks. But when he speaks with such authority that you don't have to question that. So thank you so very much for just being.
You're welcome.
Did I get you?
Yeah, you did. You did get me.
So what's going on? What's going on that you feel that, hey, maybe we need to shed some light on this. What's going on that's troubling for you, or maybe not even troubling?
Well, I think that finding purpose is challenging. Mm. It's really challenging. I feel like that's the most asked question in the world is who am I?
Mm-hmm.
So for you to highlight these keys to help build a guide to at least search for an answer. And your first key of asking a question.
Right.
Asking the question opens possibilities to anything. Ah. And so you're more adaptable to learn.
Absolutely.
And you can process information like, okay, no, this worked, no, that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also another key that comes with it.
Okay.
I would say it goes with your fourth key about being busy.
Ah, that's good. That's good.
Discipline.
Yes.
Yes. Discipline is key.
You better believe it.
You can have all the talents, you can work hard, but if you're not disciplined,
right,
it's not, nothing's gonna fall through.
Absolutely. What does a discipline day? Because your life is disciplined, I know.
Oh. Want me to walk through my day?
Yeah, what does that look like?
Well, for me personally, some of the viewers are probably gonna be like, oh, this guy's crazy. But I wake up at 4 a.m. every day.
Wow.
Go to the gym, and then after the gym, I read my Bible. I read a book just to to get myself centered.
Absolutely.
Get my mind right.
Wow.
Before I even embark on any task.
Absolutely.
And either the night before or that morning, I write a list of, okay, what do I want to accomplish for today? What are the things I need to get done for today? Of course, the list always doesn't go as
Absolutely.
Planned.
And you're okay with that, right?
I'm okay with that because I'm used to it.
Okay.
I'm used to it because I have sisters, so I have to come back home like, okay, I mean, just watch out for them for
Absolutely.
Today, and I can't meet with such and such, so we have to change this meeting into a conference call.
Right.
And you just have to like you said, surround yourself with the right people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who are you following?
Who are you following?
I know there are people who I really look up to.
Yeah.
I would say there's about a short list.
Yeah.
You being one of them.
Oh,
I mean,
thank you, sir.
I
be the glory.
Jay-Z is a good example.
Absolutely.
The Rock, his morning routine is insane.
Really?
So I don't try to mimic what he's doing, but I adapt his morning routine around me. I'm like, okay, what works for me? What doesn't work? I'll test it out, and if it doesn't work, I can try something else.
I love it.
I just make it my own.
Okay.
So that helps me get in the right mindset.
I like
getting get disciplined.
Absolutely.
Discipline myself.
So you're getting up, you're going to the gym, you're reading books, your Bible, other books that kind of center you.
Yes.
Now what?
Oh, now,
your list.
My list? I go to Pepperdine. I go to school. So, yes. So I'm up earlier than most people. I get most of my work done, so then I have my whole day to work on my craft. Whether it's writing, auditioning, or just creating in general.
I love it. Okay.
So my main goal throughout the day is, have as much time as possible to create. And hang out with people who fill me up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Fill you up.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Now, for the person who says, Mama, what does that mean? I like what he just said, fill me up, but how does someone fill you up?
A person who challenges me.
Absolutely.
Challenges me and pushes me to be who I was supposed to be, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot
of
sense.
If that makes sense.
Of course it does.
So if there's anybody who's in my friend group, and that's a really short list, who sees KJ's teetering right now, what's going on? Let me just check on him. And then it's like, hey, you need to get yourself in line. Because you said you wanted to go here, and you're going this way.
Okay.
So what's going on? Let's have a debunk and let's talk about it so we can just move forward.
I love it. So it almost sounds like in conjunction with that person having that authority, they have accountability to you and you to them.
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
It's a joint partnership. Yeah. It's just we're in this together.
Absolutely.
Because you align yourself with people who have similar goals.
Right.
Or believe in the same things you believe.
Okay.
Or they don't believe in the same things that you believe, but they push you. They make you think.
I do. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes.
Because now, so what you're telling me is that you basically can have friends that may not see eye to eye with your core beliefs, but have enough respect for you to even push you toward.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're living in your core belief.
It's like saying, I don't agree with you stand for, but I have respect for you because you're not wavering.
Wow.
So I'm going to help you out here.
Okay. And for all the listeners and viewers now, what he said was so profound because you do not have to have people in your life. Please know this, that are your yes men.
Yes.
You don't need those folk. You need folk that will hold your feet to the fire.
Yeah, so it's like knock you across the head and say like, what was that? You told me this and you're showing me X.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the majority of your day, once you do your checklist, is really creating. Yeah.
Creating. I try to have breaks.
Oh, really?
Because it can be tiring.
Oh, for sure.
It can be tiring. Going to school, driving back and forth.
Yeah.
School and home, so I try to create breaks for myself.
I like the way you said that, and you didn't say balance. Thank you for not saying.
Oh
balance.
No, balance.
Does that exist?
No, I don't know.
Who said
balance? Who balance said does not balance? Exist. Yeah. Because there's always one area that's going to fall out of balance.
Absolutely.
There's probably balance in a sense where, for a short period of time.
Okay. Okay.
Short period of time. It's like, I got everything under control. No, you don't. Here's this. Here's that. And now you're teetering back and forth, So, because life throws curveballs at you and you have to adapt.
You better.
It's hard. It's painful.
Yeah.
I've told you this before, but the great poet Little Wayne said this in Imagine Dragons Believer. Beauty doesn't come without pain.
Yeah.
So to even achieve, to even strive for your goal, to your purpose, you're going to have to get a little bit dirty.
Absolutely. And what do you think now? And I can say, I can ask you this question because you are the premier in your generation. Why are we not striving for those goals? Why do you think people have just said, you know what? They're just, it's just going to be the way it is. So I'll just think positive thoughts and will it instead of rolling up your sleeve and doing the work so that you can become the work.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. I can't speak for everybody in every generation, but I can give you a list, like a three things probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Fear, laziness, and complacency.
Fear, laziness, and complacency.
Because I know personally, I've dealt with that.
I was about to say, me too.
Yeah, I feel like, I've dealt with that.
Let's be honest here.
Yeah, just to get here,
yeah,
you're going to experience that. It's like, oh yeah, this is my purpose. Cool. I'm going to sit back because everything's going to work out. No, you have to go work for it.
Yeah. So that's almost like a change of mind.
Yes.
You have to choose the mindset of not being fearful or complacent or lazy. So that's not doctrine.
It's practical.
Absolutely.
It's practical. And it puts you in charge.
Ha.
Puts you in charge.
I'm glad you said that.
It puts you in charge of your life. So you're not bending to life, but you're pushing back. It's like, absolutely. No, I'm not going left. I'm going right.
Absolutely. So you do know what you just said. Now, I've got to say it. I'm going to. You do know. You have just summed up, gave a summation of what the kingdom citizen's life looks like. And I'm not talking about the United Kingdom. I'm talking about that invisible place where there is a systematic rule that rules that go on. But you're able to, even though you haven't been there physically, to bring heaven on earth and to have control over your circumstances. We never once said that life is not going to happen. We just said there's a modality or a way of thinking that shows you don't have to spaz out because you have a flat tire on the 405.
And I always have to say, it's perfectly human to react like that. Mm. I'm not saying don't feel, don't put on like a suit of armor and saying like, oh, I don't feel nothing because I'm strong. And,
okay.
But we're human. We have emotions,
yeah.
Feel, but don't make a decision based on that feeling.
Mm.
Be rational.
That's good.
So then you're not harming yourself. Absolutely. Or anybody else.
Absolutely. And that's how you discipline. That's your discipline for life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Wow. I try. There are some days I struggle.
For sure.
I struggle.
For sure.
And during those times of struggle, I have to either hit up my friends, take a step back and say, hey, God, it's challenging. Life is challenging.
That's wisdom, though. You do know that, right? What you just said, because
me?
A lot of people wouldn't have, yeah, you. <You're>, there are a lot of young folk that would not think like that. And I'm sorry, they wouldn't. We have this thing called recreational and medicinal and herb. And we now know that herb is not a drug. I don't know why it was ever classified as, but that's another
that's
story.
A whole different conversation.
That's a whole other story. But a lot of people would have used the rec side of that good plant to say, this is too challenging for me. This is too much. I'm just going to get out of that mindset and get in this one where it's obvious that, and I'm not knocking people that do it. God knows I'm not. But for you to say, this is the discipline for my life, which gives me control over my circumstances.
And I'm not going to credit this to me. Please don't, because it's a collaborative effort. There are people who came into my life.
Amen.
Family, friends, mentors. And you ask the questions. You ask the questions.
So you're using a key, huh? I'm sorry, I had to.
You had to.
Bring it
full circle. Go ahead.
You're using a key, and that this is the practicality mm-hmm. of the show. It's nice to dress up at this show and feel good and say, "Hey, look at me," but that's not what I'm here for.
Life is simpler than make it seem. It's just that you take away all the emotion and all of the little petty. Situations, your eyes are open. You just look at it like, wow. Yeah. So I should have handled that differently.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. And if you're not careful, it all points back to you. Whether that person gave you the finger because you're number one, and you want to go off, or. You responded by saying, "Hey, thanks so very much. Seriously, I'll check myself when I'm driving." You can choose how you respond to anything.
Yes.
And I think that it's paramount now because there are so many ills in the world, so many ailments. You know, now we've got, oh, dear God, the coronavirus. Is that right? I studied that in medical school some 15 years ago. I never thought that I'd see it, not in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. It's a destructive pathogen. It's a virus, mm-hmm. and it doesn't care.
You can be consumed by the media, and that it could wreck your day, weeks, absolutely. Months. You become paranoid. Mm-hmm. So it's really essential to take hold of your mind.
Yeah.
And being disciplined allows that.
Absolutely. Being disciplined. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
So for everybody, whatever field that you are, you're making a career out of, hobby, so on, I would just have to say research it. Ask questions.
Right.
What does it take to get to your destination?
Absolutely.
And then find someone. Mm-hmm. You don't have to physically know them. You could watch them via social media. Absolutely. Because we're closer to people than what we think.
Absolutely.
And
then start
applying different principles, different practical ways for you can structure your life so you can have the life that you dream of.
Absolutely. I mean, I could have written a better summation. That's exactly why I do the show every Wednesday. You broke that down, as you would say, "Hey, lady, talk to me. You're talking to a friend. Tell me." And you know, other people would maybe think that's being a little too constructive, but.
You got to meet people where they are.
You got to meet me where I am. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you so very much. And for those who are listening, I'm more than sure that you can follow Mr. KJ Powell on
Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at KJ Powell _99.
Thank you, sir. Now, this mysterious gentleman that just walked in, I'm going to have to say on air, please come to me. Come sit. Please.
Yeah, it's good seats.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Right,
yes. KJ, I mean, the suspense is killing us. Who is this man and where did he come from?
So, I present to you, actor, director, producer, writer, activist, director of Create the Change, Mr. Kevin Welbeck.
Well, I'll put it on real quick. Okay. It is beautiful to be here.
Welcome back.
I love it. I love it.
You came last year. And you, and I'm not just saying it because it really sounds good, but you're a breath of fresh air then and now. And I'm getting chill bumps here because you've done so many things. I don't know if I can capture them all, but I remember you sitting in that chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you saying something to the effect of, yeah, I just, you know, I want greater.
Yeah.
I want more.
Yeah.
That requires you to do something, man.
Definitely.
Wow. I have to say to you, thank you. The viral?
Yes, yes.
The movie?
Viral, yes. New short film.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, Kevin, I'm in awe. I really, really am. And you are the director
mm-hmm.
and producer.
Yes.
Just a couple of questions here. Now, Champ Johnson
yes.
wrote it.
Yes, he did.
How difficult as a director, and you
mm-hmm.
starred in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
the lead actor. He had to drop himself in the movie.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right,
put on a lot of hats for that.
Tyler Perry. I love it. How difficult is that? Was that? To take what this gentleman had written
mm-hmm.
and you bring it to life on film.
I mean, Champ, he's talented. He's a writer. He's very talented. And I think what he had, his heart for the project and mm-hmm. when he wrote it was similar to my heart with what I was doing with Create the Change. And it all came around the same time. He actually, I believe it was 2016 when he presented me with the script.
No
and that's 2016. It was the same year I started Create the Change as well.
Okay.
And so I know from his end, he wrote it just from just seeing everything going on. Police getting acquitted. Justice not being served. And it was like, what can he do? What ways can we do? And he's like, one way of justice is bringing awareness and doing a project that brings awareness. And for me, I love acting. I love it. That's my heart. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm doing. And then producing and directing, just being creative. I'm just, that's what I love to do.
Uh-huh.
And so being able to take that world and mix it with the things I'm passionate about outside of that,
mm-hmm.
it was the perfect. When I read it, I was like, it has to be done.
I love it.
And we were supposed to actually do it in 2016.
Okay.
But you know, life happens and
yeah.
things weren't where they were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But this last year, I think I was on a plane. And the script just came back to my memory, and I looked in my email, and I saw it. I was like, yo, I want to do this. The time is, like, now. And he gave me the permission to still produce it, and I put a team together, and we shot it, and we did it.
I love it.
Yes.
Now, there's so much goodness in everything that this man just said.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you ask.
How did you, what was the process of, like, assembling the team?
Absolutely.
Like,
well, praise God, I've known my best friend, Christian Broussard,
okay.
for about 10 years now. We went to acting college together.
Okay.
So
okay.
he was a co-producer and my director of photography.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we pretty much partnered on every aspect of it. You know, we were both, you know, whether getting crafties, cleaning, set designing, whatever. We worked really well together. So once we got the script, okay, I just started, you know, throwing all my ideas out, what mm-hmm. we needed, the cast, this and that. And anything he can either bounce off of or get input on, he did.
Okay.
And it was really just setting, okay, this is what we need to do for this day. Let's get it done. Let's call SAG, get this official. All right, what kind of actors would be great? And I didn't even really do like a casting call,
really?
But it's just people that I saw just throughout my life
wow.
that I felt like, you know what? Remember her? Yeah, she would be good for this. Or he had somebody like, oh, I got a girl, a lady from my class. That
so it was all like personal connections.
Yeah, it was almost, yeah, whether for me or him. And it was just perfect.
Like, I love it.
It just worked out so good.
I mean, I saw a couple of my friends in the trailer.
Yeah.
Demarcus Simmons, Demarius Mack. I was like, okay.
Yeah, they did their thing. I was so impressed.
Now, because you played the lead character,
mm-hmm.
right? This is a dual question.
Yes.
You play this guy who wants to rewrite a wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What was your disposition, not as the character, but as a director, producer of people that are in power, people that officials, whether they're government officials or police, this particular
yeah.
instance is the police. What now is your disposition?
It plays out through the movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty much how I am with everything. It's, you know, I no matter what the pain that we feel mm-hmm. and what we go through, we have to get to the point where we don't just see red. you know, and that, okay, everybody's evil, police are bad, that, you know, all of that. And really, again, take that passion and just make it intentional and figure out what ways can we be effective, because we do have a right to feel the way we feel,
right?
And we should act on it. But what ways, what kind of acts, what kind of things can we do that will really produce the results that we need? And how does one, and how should one go about coping all the different feelings and emotions that they have going through such a situation? You know, I couldn't imagine telling someone exactly how to feel, but showing, being able to show people a way, like this, like my goal was to show the audience, this could be you, and you would feel these very different things, and these very different things will be offered to you as solutions or just ways that you will feel.
Right.
But here's a way that you can navigate that and choose something that can have an impact, okay, and be effectful, but in a positive way.
I love that.
I love how you just described a spectrum of human emotions,
mm-hmm,
of what could possibly happen.
Yeah.
So that's what made it really authentic. Mm-hmm. So it as a fellow creator, like as a fellow actor,
mm-hmm,
I love seeing that constant battle of like, okay, I feel anger, sadness, mm-hmm, fear, but like I don't know how to express it, but I'm just gonna move.
Yeah.
And the behavior that comes prior to that mm-hmm, that's what makes us human.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what makes us human. I love that you're trying to implement that into the film.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
That's powerful. That is thank so you, powerful. You. The film is powerful.
Thank you.
There was a woman, and I can't remember the character, but she said, out of my pain, I found my purpose.
Mm.
Oh, my God. You know that line,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Celestial. She plays Miss Pearl. That Christian's one of the ones. Christian found her. But I knew her from Bible study I'm a part of and I go to. But Christian is the one that suggested her. And I was like, yeah. Why didn't I think of her? She would be perfect.
Yeah.
And she came on set and she just did it. She was the presence that we needed to be like.
Yeah.
Like, you have all these other aspects and characters telling you these different ways, but then you have this character that represents there's purpose, there's goodness, there's like what God would want you to do, you know, and like, I relate to you. I've been through it, but I use that. Basically, the message of what I feel in the movie was in that line, like, in my pain, I found my purpose. And wow. I hope that just sticks with, wow, that's what I want everyone to stick with when they leave.
Yeah.
You know, you have your pain, you go through your hurt, it's tough. But just like in any other area of our lives, whether heartbreak, whether losing jobs, all of that hurts. But in that, when we navigate it correctly, we find purpose. We find a reason to smile again. We find a reason to keep going. And that's what I want people to take away from this.
Man, you're such an inspiration, I tell you. But I am so blessed to have this show. I kid you not. It's just to have people come in here,
mm-hmm,
and to see them multiplying and being fruitful and replenishing and subduing so that they can dominate. That's what a kingdom citizen
does. That's what
does.
It is.
That's purpose.
Come
for
on.
All the viewers,
man,
listening.
Absolutely. Don't quit, no matter what. I do have to go back to your activism.
Okay.
Because you're doing something, and then I was looking at some stills and just kind of studying you,
mm-hmm,
the man, the spirit, the soul. And you do some phenomenal things with a little sector of LA that sometimes we don't, or people don't get to see or hear about unless the media's there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a camera that's going around documenting what you do. Why do you do that? And I'm talking about Skid Row, guys.
Yes,
okay?
Yes. I mean, now we are starting to try to get a little bit of footage here and there together.
For sure.
You know, to promote for them, just to bring more awareness, to get more, to receive more help, you know, and all of that,
absolutely,
more assistance. But yeah, it's never been about, it's never been about the cameras. It's never been about other people say, hey, look at us, we're doing this. It's really, a lot of our volunteers, we've already had connections with people on Skid Row because we served either in other charities or churches or whatever. And just knowing that these people are not just some people that are just, you know, bad or, you know, not in their luck. But they're brothers and sisters. Like, you stop and have a conversation. They're regular people like us. Like, we talk and you hear their stories. And that's all they need is someone to talk to.
That's it.
They just want someone to hear them like a regular person. And it's not like, oh, I'm just, let me listen. No, you're engaged with it. Like, you get to meet the individual and it's like, wow, And then your heart becomes for that person. Now you want the best for that person because you see it. You took a chance to connect with another heart.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. Even when life gets hectic and then it's like, I can't add this to my plate. I'm already got, but it's like, no, those people, they're there and they need mm-hmm. us. They need us to care. They need us to do something inconvenient because no one else will.
Right.
And that's really just my heart behind all of that.
Absolutely. So it's more than just giving a dollar or two.
Yeah.
It's taking the time to listen.
Just listen, talk, give absolutely. A hug.
No judgment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they love to hug. They love to touch. Most people won't just because of their conditions. And it's like, here, bring it in.
Yeah.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
Absolutely.
And then that hug releases so much.
Man, come on.
Sometimes you hug them and they will start crying just from the embrace. And that's all they needed was that. Wow, someone believes me. Someone loves me in this moment.
Wow.
And
we're talking about Kevin's...
Create the change.
He's making a difference right where he is. And I love that. I so, so love that about you.
Thank you.
You know, you are the example of what I would say a church is. Because oftentimes people won't go to, especially people who maybe have been wronged or maybe mm-hmm. they felt like they were wronged or hurt in the church. They're not going back. But when you show up on the scene, you don't mm-hmm. have a Bible saying, hey, mm-hmm. look. Mm-hmm. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You're not doing that.
Yeah.
You're just being.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of discipline, the word we've been throwing around here today. But it takes a lot of discipline to do that. How do you see a project and say, I want to work on that project? How do you dissect that? What does that look like? The discipline behind it.
It has to really spark something in me. And I love that I said that because my production company now is called Fire Spark Pictures.
I saw that.
And yes. And the way that name came about is like, we want to be that spark that lights the fire in other people, And I love when people saw the trailer, they hit me up. They're saying, hey, that made me want to work on my project. That made me want to do, because,
absolutely.
You might not have much, but you can do something with what you do have.
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to inspire people to want to do something and use their passions and their gifts just to do something better, that's the core of my production company. That's what I want. I want to spark the fire in people. So you take one fire spark and that, put it in the forest, that'll burn the whole thing. In that sense, it may not be the best thing.
But
we want to catch fire and purpose and passion, and that's what... That's the aim. So if I see a project and it's like, okay. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something so deep or about a certain topic, but just to spark something that can benefit people, that can either bring people hope, joy, awareness, or just take them along the journey of what they might have been through in life and see themselves on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things I want to work on.
Yeah.
And have fun too, you know.
I love that. Wow, that is truly discipline, would you say?
Yes.
Absolutely. Wow, what an inspiration you are.
Thank you.
What other projects, if you don't mind sharing, so that we can, as some would say, come into an agreement with you?
Okay. Well, I mean, we're still in pre-production for a web series that we're doing called Working Title. Right now, we're going kind of family. About individuals who come together. Because of from different reasons, different circumstances, whether one loses a job, and gets heartbroken by their fiance, another one just kicked out of the house for being irresponsible, and then somehow they have to learn men and been together in this one home that they're now all forced to live in.
Okay,
and they become family,
and
you see them go through that journey with their individual lives and how one life does impact the other, and you would have never known. That just being in relation with you, now your life was going on this path, but now it's going this way.
Absolutely.
Just because we met, and the little bit that I didn't even know I had to offer, it did something in your life, and it healed you, or it brought provision or training or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it should be fun. It should be fun.
Yeah, I like that already, man. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Back to your short film Viral.
Mm-hmm.
How can our listeners watch the end product?
So I am doing a screening this month Shooting for third week of February.
Okay.
But then after that, we are hitting the film festival circuit very hard.
Let's go.
Yeah. Absolutely. One of the first ones will be Indie Night Film Festival.
Okay.
They do it weekly. Wow. So if they just follow, you know, the social media, me on Instagram, Kevin Welbeck, or Fire Spark Pictures,
okay,
they'll be updated with all of that because that should be very soon. And then, we're just going to keep doing the festivals. And then after that, and we'll see, you know, for a public, just random public showings and stuff.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So your gifts really make room and bring you before great men, because in your short film, I mean, those folk were ready.
They were ready.
You see?
They were ready.
And then you gave them opportunity.
Bless me, and it's a blessing in return, and it's beautiful.
You ran with it.
So I have to ask this question, because I'm just, when you have so much greatness, what would you say to that Kevin who at one point in his life was like, oh dear God, or maybe you didn't have that lowest point. What would you say to him that said, I quit, man, I can't do this anymore? Now, what would you say to him?
Whether it was when I was in high school, feeling at my lowest, or even after college, living in my car, and with Christian, we lived in my car together for some time, and then couch surfed and stuff. And if I can just, man, I'll just say, look, you are great. You know, regardless of what life and circumstances try to project to you, no matter what, you know, what you've gone through, there's greatness inside you, and it is brewing. And you just have to keep going and just keep being you. Don't dim your light for anyone, and don't dim your light for your circumstance.
Yeah.
Hold on to it, because it's your light that will make the doors open for you. It's your light that will make a way for you. And just don't grow weary in well doing. That's really what it is. Because in due season, you will reap if you do not faint. And that's literally been my life. And it's just, I would just tell myself to remind yourself, Kevin, in due season, do not grow weary. Keep doing good. Keep being you. Keep moving forward. And you will receive what God has for you.
Wow.
And change lives on the way.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry. But man, that just, that speaks volumes of the people that listen to the show, or the people that follow, or the people that just kind of scroll. And, you know, I think that's called trolling. They won't like, but they'll just
see what's going on.
Yeah, even if it's just, what she got on today? Yeah. It's okay, guys. Keep doing it. It's okay.
You don't get blessed.
Absolutely. But you remind me of so many things, but the premier thought is yeast. Because it only takes a little bit of yeast to make biscuits.
Yeah.
Or to make bread. Just a little. And if you put too much in it, loses its flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But you're the kind of person that can walk in the room and you know your agenda. His agenda is your agenda.
Amen.
But you never have to say, I come in the name of
right.
You just show up. And that light that he's talking about is the light of our Creator that gives us the ability to create. I call him Daddy.
Amen.
He allows us to act just like him.
Yes.
How about that?
He meets people where they're at.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely. But that's paramount. He meets people where they are.
And that's what we have to do, you know.
Wow.
That's exactly what we have to do.
Oh, Kevin, I could keep you here forever and ever and ever, but I want to be. I want to be mindful. Last words.
Okay.
There's a young woman who is going to leave everything that they know in small town Pennsylvania because they believe that if I can get to L.A., I know my purpose. I know it's going to be established there, and I'm going to do whatever. But they're leaving everything that they know. They're leaving that security of a job, and their house, and a car. Maybe they don't have little people to, you know, that depend on them. And they get here, and they found out that the twinkling was cubic zirconia. But they've got it in them, that foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, greater is he that's in me, or whatever that foundation looks like.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell that person that's 3 feet from gold, but they don't see it.
You just said it. The diamond is there, you know. But diamond is not just sitting on top of the dirt. You have to dig. You have to. You have to do some work. And coming to LA, like, hold on to the dream because you need it. The dream is what's going to give you the motivation to keep going. But it's work. As soon as you land, it is work to do. There's things to go through. And it's not just work in the things that you're going after, but God is going to prepare you first. So this work that you didn't even expect you would have to do, coming to LA, you're going to like, wait, I'm like this. I got to shed this off of myself.
Come on,
I got to change my mindset. I got to, I'm a little selfish. Oh, I'm a little lazy. Oh, I have these bad habits. And it hurts because the pruning process hurts. But God will shape you because what's for you is for a specific version of you. Mm-hmm. And God will first form that version of you first so that you can fit through those doors that he has for you. So it's like, it's going to be rough, but it's those circumstances that are necessary that help mold us who we're supposed to be. So just keep on believing, keep holding on and commit to the process. And just remember the dream. Remember what God told you, because God is not a man that he should lie. So if he told it to you, then it has to happen.
Amen.
Now, how it happens is on him.
Right.
You just got to keep walking and following his instructions, and he'll take you there.
And let the church say. Thank you, Kevin,
thank you
for coming
so much.
And
appreciate
gracing us.
Thank
and,
you.
Thanks
and being
for coming.
What we need in the earth, being an example in the marketplace.
Amen.
You know, our doors are always welcome to you.
Thank you.
Wow. I want to take the call. Like, we can't take the call, but just know that every Wednesday at 2 p.m., we are blessed to have people here that's making a difference. Tune in. Shoot us your comments, your DMs, your suggestions. Mondays, I come to you live on Facebook Live, Talk to Tanji. This guy gets on to me for not being on time, but we're here for you. We want you to be inspired, to be motivated, to get up and get busy with purpose so that you too can come and say, you know what? This is what I'm working on. This is how I got here. And we are so grateful for you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
What an exciting show. All right.
You're listening to The Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott, only on LA